This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This week, Mason took a day off from work to run some errands. Her first task was to take her dog, Luna, to the vet for a rabies shot and to have her hip checked. The lag in the waiting room was a few minutes, after which time the vet greeted Luna, crouching down and rubbing Luna's back as she talked to her. She led Luna to the back room and examined her hip, talking to her all the while she wiggled her hip back and forth to see where it hurt. She was attentive to what caused pain for Luna. When it came time for the rabies injection, the vet was calm and quietly talked to Luna as she jabbed her with the needle. Before leaving, the vet explained the problem with Luna's hip. She prescribed some medication, and she outlined what problems should bring her back for further evaluation. Well, Mason rushed home to drop Luna off before she went to the orthopedic doctor for an evaluation of some knee pain. Her pain had been increasing, it didn't respond to anti-inflammatory medications, and the swelling around the knee was expanding. She arrived a few minutes early and checked in at the front desk. After the usual exchange of insurance information, she was asked to sit in the waiting area and a nurse would be with her shortly. Well, shortly never came, and after 25 minutes, a nurse came and took her vital signs and placed her in an examination room where she sat for another 20 minutes. Finally, a young intern came in and began to read her records on the computer. He did not introduce himself nor explain his role. Mason joked that he didn't look like the senior orthopedic surgeon with whom she made an appointment. The intern was sarcastic and looked in the mirror and laughed. I guess you're right. I don't look like him. But still, no introduction. He asked her to jump up on the exam table, and she explained she couldn't jump up anywhere. Once on the table, the intern examined her knee. She asked if the senior doctor would be coming in, to which the intern answered yes, as if a few words were somehow saving the healthcare system money. Finally, the senior doctor did come in. He didn't introduce himself, and he examined her knee brusquely. He turned to the computer screen and studied her MRI, pointing out various findings on the scan. It was unclear if he was speaking to Mason or to the intern. His explanation was confusing. There were several abnormalities on the scan, some of which sounded to her serious. She asked a question and received only a smile and a very brief response, which did not provide clarity. Finally, she was referred to physical therapy. She left frustrated that she wasn't clear about the problem and she wasn't clear of the plan going forward. Well, that night, after dinner, the phone rang. It was the vet calling to make sure that Mason had been able to purchase the medication for Luna. There was, of course, no call from the surgeon, nor would there be. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.